Farm workers are suing a Washington blueberry farm where a worker died last summer. The complaint alleges a pattern of threats, intimidation, and forced labor, as KUW's Liz Jones reports.
The lawsuit paints the picture of a ruthless workplace at Sarbanon Farms near Bellingham. The farm brought in roughly 600 workers from Mexico last summer through the federal H-2A program. The complaint alleges managers routinely threatened to fire them if they got sick or complained, and that they were told to be in the fields every day, quote, unless they were on their deathbed. One of the workers died in August. Joe Morrison is with Columbia Legal Services, a nonprofit that represents the workers.
They are the most vulnerable workers here in the state of Washington and around the country. And it is highly, highly unusual for H-2A workers to speak out like this.
The H-2A program allows farms to bring in temporary foreign workers if there's a labor shortage, but Morrison says the program lacks sufficient oversight. The lawsuit aims to represent more than 600 workers now back in Mexico. Last summer, about 60 of the workers joined a one-day strike at Sarbanon, calling for better health and safety conditions. Morrison says they were then illegally fired and left without transportation back home. In a statement, an attorney for the farm owners say they will vigorously fight the lawsuit and that all employees at Sarbanon are treated well. Sarbanon's parent company, Munger Brothers, is one of the largest blueberry producers in the country and sells berries at national grocery chains like Costco, Walmart, and Whole Foods. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.